Hofkim of Shvat, Friday, 28th of January, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, Insights into Parshas Mishpatim.
The last pasuk in this week's Edla says, Vayovay Moshe v'toicha onam, and Moshe Rabbeinu came in the cloud, Vayal el ahar, and he went up to the mountain. Vayihi Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Baha on the mountain, Aboyim Yoim, 40 days, Vaboyim Laila, and 40 nights. Says the Evan Ezra on that posik, Vaihi Moshe Baha, Shalo Yorad, and he didn't come down all 40 days. Continues the Evan Ezra, Ukisiv, and the posik says, Al Eile Aboyim Yoim, regarding those 40 days, Lechem lo yachalti, I ate no bread, Moshe Rabbeinu, umayim lo shosisi, and I drank no water. Continues the Eben Ezra with six words. Vezeu pele godoil, this is an incredible wonder. Loineya komoyu lefonov, there will never be anything like it. That's the words of the Eben Ezra. Luchua, the Eben Ezra seems to find that the only thing in the Torah was this Pele Godel that Moshe Rabbeinu went for 40 days, Lechem lo yachalti v'lo umayim lo shosisi. I can tell you plenty of things. The Kriyas Yamsuf, where do you find such a thing as Kriyas Yamsuf? Where do you find such a thing as for 40 years the Yidden were in the Midbar, they had Mon, they had a Be'er. Why specifically does the Eben Ezra take out of everything what happened this Pele Godel? That one man went for 40 days, Lechem Le'achalti, that's what he finds so outstanding that there'll never be. I heard on this once a vort from Rav Chaim Kleiserich, which I think was a gewaltig vort. Rav Chaim Weizerowitz says, both are Chazal. The Medrash says, when the time for Moshe Rabbeinu came to die, Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, let me stay on an extra day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. He pleaded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu an extra hour, an extra minute. And saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a world where a person can go along and do mitzvahs. And he asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him again, no. So he continued, and he pleaded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me stay in this world, even for a minute, as an animal, as a fly, as in this world is a world where you can go along and serve you. As Chazal say, Hayim Lavid Ulemacha Lekavoscha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said them. Said Rav Chaim Kleiserich, look, how precious by Moshe Rabbeinu was every single second. Even to stay on in this world as a fly, he was prepared to stay on. Nevertheless, look what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He went to receive the Torah. Where did he go? He didn't go to receive the Torah at the top of the mountain. No. He went to Olam Habo, he went to heaven. And how do we know that? Because he went without bread and he went without water. He went without bread and he went without water. Where can that be? In Olam Habo. Why did he go to Olam Habo? He went to Olam Habo for one and only reason. To bring down Torah for Klal Yisrael. And he was prepared to give away 40 days of his Olam Hazeh, who he looked at every second in Olam Hazeh, precious and dear. That is the Dovah Pela, said Rav Chaim Kleiserich. To be a person to be able to give up 40 days of Olam Hazeh to go and bring Torah for Klal Yisrael, that is a Mesiras Nefesh, which other people what you would never find in the world. And that is what the Eben Ezra means. A willingness to give up 40 days of his own Olam Hazeh, which he looked at every second of Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, as valuable even to be in this world for one day, for one second, to be a fly, he requested. And to go and do that, that is with the Pella Godel Lengia. Come on. At the beginning of this week's Edra, the Torah talks about, we all know, famous parsha, the parsha of Eved Ivri. The parsha of Eved Ivri is the first being mentioned in this week's Edra. We are warned by the Torah, but not all in this parsha, but the Torah warns an Eved Ivri that the master has to deal with him with kindness. To that extent, the Gemara says in Kiddushin that you've got to go along and give him, if you've got a fresh Grzinski's bread and a stale Grzinski's bread, you've got to go along and give him the fresh Grzinski's bread. If you've got a comfortable 4-star bed, you've got to give that to him. Everything you've got to go along and give him. And the Torah writes not to overwork him. And the Torah writes also that the limit how long he's allowed to be there for a slavery for 6 years. The Chura. And that's what the Torah makes this week's Sedra, the introduction parsha to the Sedra. The Chura, you could ask a kasha. I would have said that it's more appropriate to leave the issue, that issue of slaves at the present moment. Why? But don't forget, we are now 49 days after they had left Egypt, the house of bondage, and they themselves jolly well knew what it meant, a life of slaves. And they themselves had been in constant rebellion about the oppressive regime, but protesting the way the Mitzrayim dealt with them. So therefore, how would you ever dream that now, as soon as that happened, they themselves could be harsh, oppressive masters and treat their own people like slaves? In short, what I'm saying is, why does the Torah need to start this week's Sedra, right at the beginning of the Sedra, with such words? They themselves have just come out of Mitzrayim. They themselves know what it means to be a slave. How could you dream? How could you dream that they would go along and be a harshful master to their own people? I found Rav Zalman Sarotsky in Oznayim Lateva asks this question. When Rav Zalman Sarotsky says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew what a person is. A person, as the Pasuk says, Ki yetze leva adam ra min urov kol hayom. A person is born as an evil person. Say Rav Zalman Sarotsky, you're right. Today the Eved is complaining about slavehood. And he'll speak in the highest terms as he comes out about equality, justice, and integrity. But that same person is capable the next morning to go along and be the most cruelest person in life.
What are you quoting?
Rav Zalman Sarotsky. Oznayim Lateva. He is capable to be able to be transformed into the next day into the cruelest master. Shlomo HaMelech, says Rav Zalman Sarotsky, says in Mishlei, Kapitel Lamed, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Tachas Shalish Ragzaretz. The world shatters for three things. The two of them are not applicable to us, but one is. Says Shlomo HaMelech, the Chochem b'Chochmosai, Tachas Eved Kiyim Leich. That person who's been a slave, that he should become a Melech, that is the worst thing what can be. Says Rav Zalman Sarotsky, that's why the Torah puts first on its agenda straight after the Aseret HaDibros, the idea of Eved Ivri. And as Rav Zalman Sorotkin says, memories are short. People don't remember for long what happened. And therefore, says Rav Zalman Sorotkin, that's why this mitzvah of Eved Ivri is the first one to be mentioned. The Mefarshim go further. And they ask Akasha. L'chura, Pashin Mishpotim, if I was writing the Torah, I would have never started the Torah with such a parasha, say the Mefarshim. Eved Ivri, how did Rashi say, how did an Eved Ivri come about? An Eved Ivri came about that somebody went and stole, and he had no money. So what did Beis Din go along and do? They started to, Beis Din had no ways and means but to sell him for a geneva. Says the Mefarshim, L'chura, I would have found something much more suitable to start this week's finish. For example, in Kesef Tal Ve'ez Amcho, the Zami, which when a person goes along and he does stock it, that L'chura would have been much more of a sure, start a new a whole parasha, Bli Ayin Hara, this week, is a sedra which is packed with mitzvahs. The opening starter is about a person who steals. L'chura, the correct thing would have been to start in Kesef Tal Ve'ez. Rashi says that even though you translate the word in Kesef Talva as Ami, meaning to say that it means if, it says Rashi, that is incorrect. Here the word in Kesef doesn't mean that it's optional. The word in Kesef here means that it's a chiyuv. Here, so I would have started the parsha with such a parsha. And the Maharal explains, going a bit off the point, why Taka does the Torah write that if Taka, the word im, means not im, if, it means when, and it's a duty, why does the Torah go along and write it in an expression of im? Says the Maharal in Gur Aryeh, in his normal, unbelievable style, that he says the Torah wants to tell you that when you go along and you do and you make a loan, you shouldn't do the loan because was going, and I really don't want to do it. No, you've got to go along and do it as if you really want to do it. It's got to come completely from your wish, meaning to say the manner that you give the money, that is a chelek of the mitzvah, and it could jolly well be, it's more important than the etzem giving itself. So that's why the Torah writes, im kesed talva, the im is to qualify the way you've got to go along and you've got to perform the mitzvah. That you've got to do it in a way that you want to do it, not stam, that kodesh bochum. Akadish bochum, gave you a commandment, you're doing it against your will. It's got to be completely unbemus. I thought to myself, it's bemus a potik in the Torah, what the Maharal is saying. The potik writes in Parshas Re'eh, it shouldn't be bad in your heart, but see to it, a mensch da fin and a wilderstorn, and thus state the word in. When Erechaim HaKodesh goes further, and Erechaim HaKodesh says, im kesev, why does the Torah, why does the Torah write the word im? Says the Yerachaim HaKodesh, Amuyudike Gedank. Says the Yerachaim HaKodesh, im kesev, if a person feels that he's got a lot of money, Baruch Hashem, millions of pounds, he's got more than he needs. Says the Torah, you know why HaKodesh Baruch has given it to you? HaKodesh Baruch has given it to you for one reason. For one reason, that what? That you should sustain, that you should go along and you should sustain other people. And you'll ask, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to me? Shall I tell you why? Says the Yerachaim HaKadosh. Esor oni imach. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that you should give the poor man the money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that that person is not at the madriga to be able to go along and get directly from me the money. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants etzor oni imach, that you should go along and have the opportunity to give him the money and you should share with him. And therefore, that's what, instead of going direct to the Oni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the opportunity to go along and to give, and to give it, and to give it him. That's what the Torah means. Im kesef talve, if you've got so much money, and you don't understand why you've got so much money, I'll tell you why you've got it. Because it's the Oni Imo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that you should go along and give it to the poor man. All right, coming back to our question. Why does the Torah Taka not start the unbelievable mitzvah, the happy mitzvah in Kesef Talva? Why doesn't the Torah start with that mitzvah? Says Rav Simcha Zisel from Kelem. You're 100% correct. That if the Torah was given by a human being, by us, we would have Taka started the Torah with this parsha. But the thing is, Torah was not given by us. Torah was given by whom? By the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks to us as if we are his children. Say Rav Simcha Zisel, if a person's got a son, Chas V'Sholom, and that son is a ganf, he's got ten children, and all the children are good children, except one son which is not a good child. What will he go along and do? He'll try all ideas how to go along to improve him. Says Rav Simcha Zisel, the Ribbono Shel Olam looks at us as his children. Says Rav Simcha Zisel, what does the Torah do, say? When Ribbono Shel Olam got a child with a ganef, what's the goy shah scoffer? Send him to Brixton, put him together with Nachapal Ganovim, and says Rav Simcha, says Adron, this sticker is not my thing, it's Rabbi Bernstein on his tape. Says Rabbi Bernstein, the victim says I'm in Brixton, and it's like Nachapal Ganovin, and it's Ben Musba from the Ganovin, and his wife will have no panosa. Zirich Ben Aganef. Later he'll come out of prison after 10 years, the Home Secretary will let him out. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam say you should do to him? Send him to a good family. Send him to a family where he's going to be shown he's got something in him. His gadus, his chashivus. And then the Torah says, not only that, you go along and you give him everything he needs. And when he goes along and he goes out, the Torah worries for him as well. What does the Torah say? Hanik tanik loy. Give him presents. That's why the Torah starts, says Rav Simcha Zisel, with this parsha. Why? Because the Torah wants to show you that we are the Ribbono Shel Olam's children, and the Ribbono and HaKadosh Baruch Hu worries for us. Worries by his children who are going to love him, and he tells them, how do you handle it? You handle it al pi Torah Chateva. The Torah continues in the parsha of Eved Ivri, that where do you pierce him? Where do you pierce the Eved Ivri? You pierce him by the door. Says the Klei Yoko, why Taka do you pierce him by the door? Actually, he's got his plotting, but the Klei Yoko says, I'm really dick about. This Eved's been in as a slave 6 years. After 6 years, the Torah gives him, opens the door for him to be able to get out. To go out from Abdus to Chavis. And the door is open. What does this Eved come along and say? No, I want to stay. Why? But it's geschmack by the Daid. He gives me breakfast, he gives me dinner, he gives me supper, he makes my beds, he does everything for me. He's a lazy old good for nothing. He doesn't want to come out and face the real world. He doesn't want to have any responsibility. He wants to stay. Says the Klei Yoko, that's why you leave the door open for him, for freedom. What does he do? He doesn't want to. What do we go along and do with him? We pierce him by the door to show him, you have the opportunity to go out, and you're not wanting to go out. And adds on the Klei Yoko, why by the door with the doorpost? Why by the door by the doorpost? Because what's written on the doorpost? A mezuzah. What does it write in the mezuzah? V'ahavta es Hashem alekecha. You should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What have you chosen to do, Mr. Eved? Mamish the opposite. To go along and say, Ahavti as Adaini as Isti. You've chosen to go along and change the Ava of Hashem Yisbarach. With what? With Ahavti as Adaini as Isti as Bonai. To go in instead and of using it for Ava as Hashem Yisbarach. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, David Sivui, it should be go along and be done dafka on the mezuzah, and says and add on the rishonim say, sounds like a chassidish gematria, but it's not. It's Rabbeinu Bachai. The Torah says, "Velakachto barotza es adina ves olnei b'maaseya." Says Rabbeinu Bachai, the gematria of the word maaseya is 400. Resh 200, Maltseya, a drill. Mem is 40, Resh is 240, Sadik makes 330, and Ayin is 70. It's 400. Said Rabbeinu Bachai, remember, you were meant to go along and be Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taken you out from being servant. You've continued with that. Therefore we drill you to remind you with a Maltseya, reminding you the 400 years of Mitzvah. It's unbelievable what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of this Eved. Rashi says, Ma ro oizen lirtza. Why is, says the Pasuk, the ear pierced? Says Rashi, oizen zeis, this ear, sheshama, who heard al Har Sinai, on Har Sinai, leisig neis, v'olach, and the Eved goes, the gonaf tits, adds on Rashi, v'mecha atzmoi. And if he is a mecha atzmoi, says Rashi, he wasn't sold for Geneva. He went and he sold himself. Says Rashi, oizen sheshama al Har Sinai. And he who heard on Har Sinai, he leave b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'olach, and he went, v'kona odoin le'atzmoi, and he acquires, instead of taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a master, he takes an odin for himself, te'otza. Says the Ponovich of Ov, zecher tzadik v'kodesh levracha, this Eved, why, what's he being nirtza for? Rashi says, because he acquired an odin for himself. And let's take even a Moshe Bezdin. Why is he getting pierced? Because he went and he heard that you shouldn't go along. Now let's remind ourselves. This Eved was being pierced because he took a master for himself. And Maisie, he must be one of the low men. Why? Because he went and he stole. Even if he didn't steal, he sold himself. He must be go along and he must be a low man. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's a taina on you. That what? That you didn't realize that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to leave b'nei Yisrael avodim, or you should be a servant to me, but lay avodim and not avodim to the, and take a new master. Luchua, what can you expect of him? He's a low man. The Teretz is, says the Ponovitz of Ov, that from here you see, that even when he's got a ganef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you've got the ability, and you've got the yecheles, you've got the kayach, to go along and understand what you could have reached by the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when you went now, and you took a master for yourself, and you went, therefore you went against your ability, and that's why you're pierced. And Stalsu the Ponovitz of Ov, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, May Ashpois Yorim Evyoin Leishivim Nedivim. There's a feasibility that even the most poor man can be lifted up from down in the dumps. May Ashpois Leishivim Nedivim to go along. And have the ability, Bapoil, to go along Lo Yishivi and the demon. And that's the pshat here as well. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes along and expects of the Eved the Eved, attain on him, even though now, you're right, he's gone and he's stolen, and he's done everything under the sun what can be terrible. But nevertheless, you have the ability, after having stolen, you could have still come and Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him for that. Coming back to what I asked before, why does the Torah start with the mitzvah of Eved Ivri? The Eiliger Ramban says a different teretz. The Eiliger Ramban says, why taka does the Torah start with Eved Ivri? Says the Ramban, because the idea of Eved Ivri has a remembrance to Yesias Mitzrayim. Like the Torah writes in Parshas Ve'eh, Vezochalto ki Eved o Yiso be Eretz Mitzrayim. Remember, you were a Eved in Eretz Mitzrayim. Vayitecho Hashem Elokecho Mishom. And more than that, says the Ramban, that the idea of Eved Ivri has a remembrance to the Inyan of Maaseh Bereishis. The Inyan of Maaseh Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested. And that's the same idea, says the Ramban here, that the idea of 6 days work, 6 years working. And says the Ramban, that's why the Torah starts with the Parsha of Eved Ivri here at the beginning of the Sefer. And as on the Ramban, the Chazal say that why did the Yidden, what was the terrible gulfs that the Yidden went along and they did? Why were that? Why was the Ribbono Shel Olam brought the gulfs? Yirmiyahu HaNavi says that because it's one of the reasons why they brought the gulfs, because the Yidden didn't keep the mitzvah of sending out the Avodim. The territory says the Ramban for that. Because Mibal the Inyan of Eved Ivri, says the Ramban, is the symbol of number one of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and number two, the Inyan of Maaseh Bereishis. That's why the Torah is so stringent on the Inyan of Eved Ivri, to go along and to say that if you're not Mekayim Eved Ivri, then because of that, Chas v'Sholom, will come the Golos. That answers what I asked before. Why does the Torah start with Eved Ivri? Why does the Torah not start with Im Kesef Talma? So I said over to you before the Torah of Rav Simcha Disa, but according to the Ramban, the answer is poshut, but the Inyan of Eved Ivri is such a stringent mitzvah. Why is it so stringent, that mitzvah? Because it's the symbol of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a symbol of Maaseh Bereishis. That's why the Torah gives it a chashivus to go along with stuff.